there's some issue that is causing reluctance that I can address.
Let me address Scott first.
Can we be better if it came to a vote, because then you're just leaving it out there hanging, but that's kind of up to the Planning Commission. You could ask for an opposite type motion, see if you get a second, I guess. It'd be the only thing I'd know. And then see it.
I'll make a motion to second it.
To approve?
To approve.
And we've got a... Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay. Noes have it.
I need to know how many were favored.
Four noes. Two favor, two to four noes.
And with all due respect, for purposes of appeal, may I ask a basis for the denial?
Since we're running a meeting, not at this point, I guess I should say.
Which, Mr. Chairman, we'll need one for his decision of record to match up with your decision somehow. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but we'll have to come up with something. I don't want to make up something that's not the intention of the Planning Commission.
I wasn't thinking that far ahead. That's true.
For me, denying the previous application for the vacant lots and then having someone next door running a new rental that is not approved yet, I don't think it's right to consider this as an approval until everything else is taken care of.
That's exactly my thinking, and the other was that this has been operating for 4 years, knowing that it should have been approved night rentals.
George, are you and Brad want to weigh in on this?
The short version would be compatibility. I don't like that fool overlooking all them other lots down there.
Oh, that's right. You voted for it. I'm sorry. Okay. All right, we've had three of them to give you a reason.
All right. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Cox Vacation Rental. You want to state your name?
My name is Jessica Cox. I'm the owner of the property in question.
Let me get caught up here. I'm writing notes. This is our property that's at 109 North Tuscany. Come in the gate and it goes kind of up on the back side here. One of the duplexes, so no, we won't have to probably go too deep into this one. As far as, here's a front picture of it, and those that weren't here, she had presented her alternate buffering as the 2x6 wall. She can go ahead and elaborate on it, but she'd indicated that she had cut into the wall for a TV bracket. I actually was out there today. I looked at two units. And I saw where she had cut in and put two speakers in. I didn't go upstairs to see the TV bracket. So, I mean, I could see where they had cut into the wall. And it was a drywall on the inside and then a 2x6 and then 5/8 drywall and then an airspace to the next person's wall. That's the only common property line. The sidewalks and the driveways on the plat is noted. And I meant to bring one. I had it here last week. That the owners of the villa own the concrete in front of their villa. They don't own the dirt under it, but they actually own the concrete, and I'm sure that's so they'll maintain it instead of HOA. So that is actually still HOA property, so everything around the villa, as you can see, here's how it's platted, and that's the legal description of it. Touches HOA except that one common wall in there. So that was her alternative buffering plan was a 2x6 wall.
Well, there's no other options, are there? I mean, that's a common wall, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You could put much vegetation in there.
It might become an issue.
I think it'd be a problem.
And then the decision of record reads the same. Yeah, but you would need to approve it or deny if you denied, but approve if you did with the buffering plan as presented, unless you work out something different with her. So this one would need a buffering, alternative buffering approved.
Okay. You may. Okay, any questions? Somebody want to make a motion to approve it with the wall buffering in place?
I'll make a motion to approve it as written with the alternative buffering being the wall.
I'll second it.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Nope.
What was
what grounds, may I ask?
Well, let's go over the buffering again. Got
it. Okay. I mean, what?
Yeah, we already voted.
Yeah.
I ain't comfortable with the buffering. Deal.
What can I do to offer an alternative?
They're really not.
The other 20 that have been approved in this area that didn't have to comply to this, what's the issue with
that
ours?
True. I mean,
whatever I need to do to comply, I'm fine to do that.
I don't know anything that you can do.
There's not anything. That's one of these deals.
And we've approved others.
Scott, correct me. Was this not the unit that had the letter from the doctor about a physical disability with the adjoining half the duplex?
I didn't ever see that, but I think she presented one, yes.
Okay. That's my problem.
I didn't see that.
I consider not a rental kind of a home-based business. That's where I'm at. And I wouldn't put in a, you know, we got a letter from the doctor that said that an adjoining neighbor has a physical condition that would preclude that. And that's where I'm at on the denial.
I didn't see the copy of that, so if I could get it certified by a judge or some kind of actual copy where they're not, you know.
You got a copy of that, Scott?
No, I didn't ever get one. You guys must have took them all home.
Let me look.
I just don't understand that
I saw
be
it. I've probably still got it.
Yeah,
when you've allowed 20 others,
it.
And I'm sure there's other people that have issues, physical issues.
Perhaps they didn't bring it up when we weren't aware of it.
I would like to know.
I would certainly take it to the Board of Adjustments.
I certainly will. May I speak again? Requiring the buffering?
Go ahead.
In your buffering guidelines, it says that a privacy fence wall or earthen brethren must be utilized. If an alternative buffering is proposed, the applicant shall submit a detailed plan approved by the Planning Commission approval. So is there not a other plan that you guys could offer to me to?
He stated that his opinion was to buffer. That may not be the opinion of the others that voted against the project.
Yeah,
for me, for example, it's compatibility.
What for you is the compatibility problem?
It's not compatible with the way the development was built.
To my understanding, this area has had nightly rentals since 2007. And across the street, there are at least four that I know of that are in operation currently. We bought the property in March, as she stated, of last year, and we've never used it for a nightly rental, but we would like to use it as a nightly rental for to help offset our costs, and we were going to use it too. We're not going to use it just every day of the week is going to be someone in there. It's going to be, you know, higher end, people we know, friends and family. It's not going to be a party house because we've already spent our own money on this place, and we intend to use it for our family's use and, like I said, friends and family, teachers, neighbors in our community. It's not going to be just the boys' weekend because I obviously don't want my property to go down in value when people are in there.
Steve, the vote has happened. I think you need to move forward on the next item. You can get with Scott on the next process.
What were you telling me?
Before you move on, I need to know how many voted in favor.
I voted in favor.
Two voted in favor.
I voted in favor.
Three
voted.
Yes, he said no.
He said no. Steve, George, Randy, and Howard.
So you can give me a call if you're interested in that board of adjustment process, and I can email the application or you can pull it offline. But
will I be able to get a copy of their said letter?
Yeah, I mean, you'll get a copy of the denial.
She brought up.
Oh, that one they'll have to get to me. I don't have it in the file, but I can get it.
Swaying everyone's opinion. I would like to have a copy of that, please.
It was in last week's little packet we had. I can't remember the doctor's name. I know him.
Bill Zeller.
Zeller. He's been here for years. Branching.
Wonderful.
William.
Did you have it, Dave?
I've got it somewhere.
Yeah, I just didn't bring last week's packet.
I mean, it just seems like if someone is able to present something that is going to sway a vote that way, I could say I don't like their dog barking at all the time, but, you know, thank you for your time.
Okay, Iowa Colony Vacation Rental.
Hi, my name is Larry Staub.
Case 1734, take Iowa Colony out, right towards the end, and this property that's